Hey y'all, so it is May 3rd, 2017. I cannot believe this month is here and we are almost halfway through the year. Anyway, I am going to share with you something that I just wrote a blog post about, and it is as a result of a conversation I had with someone yesterday, a consultation that I had with a very inspiring woman. Her story was inspiring. We all have inspiring stories that usually lead to us working toward a goal. And so she needed some support with achieving that goal in a realistic way. And so I'm going to share with you what I wrote. So if it sounds like I'm reading, you know that I am. And I just want to share this because I know that it can help someone. So here we go. Yesterday, I had a consultation with someone looking for help with taking her product line to the next level. She quickly realized she was setting herself up for failure. Her goal was to produce 2,000 of her homemade products by the end of the year. So I helped her look at this goal through a microscope. 2,000 over the next 7 months equals about 285 items per month, and more realistically, about 71 items per week. Then came the discussion about promoting and marketing the product. This includes man hours she'd need to vend at the events, run an online store, and advertise on social media to an audience she was also looking to build. She would be doing all of this on her own while working a full-time job and running an already busy household. I have worked for and with so many amazing and not so amazing women and men since 2009. I've also done enough failing forward with various aspects of business ownership myself. There are some hard truths about entrepreneurship and project management that we either un- or subconsciously ignore. I am all for gold-digging women and men. I am also completely for those who are realistic about their two most valuable resources, money and time. Check and constantly recheck yourself and your ability to fully commit to your goals. Adjust where and when necessary. So that's the blog post. Now, just to put this disclaimer out there, not to discourage this woman or any of you from working towards your goal. The point is to, you know, to avoid some potential roadblocks that may get in the way, that we sometimes have the power and or ability to avoid. And so this is why I do what I do. This is why I offer the branding services as a side thing, because I'm good at it. I've worked with different brands. I have, you know, owned my own brand for a significant period of time. And so a lot of what I have learned, a lot of what I've been exposed to, you know, it came with experience of going through the process since starting my business in 2009. And so being able to share this with individuals to help them grow and sustain and succeed within their own business and essentially within their life just in general is really the whole point in me sharing these things. So hopefully you can take from it, you know, the importance, the significance behind just really checking yourself, constantly rechecking yourself and adjusting your life to, you know, meet your goal and your goal versus your ability to commit to the steps it takes to achieve that goal. That's that. Carmenville here from carmenville.com. I'll chat with you all soon.